Okay, we have three speakers tonight, which I'm really thrilled. Our first speaker is Margie or Margie. And I, Margie or Margie has let me call her by either name because I always get mixed up what her name is. Mm-hmm. So I call her Margie or Margie. And it different every Monday night meeting, I will call her by, I don't know, whatever, either one of those names. And so she's been in OA a long, long time. Yeah. And I've known her a long, long time, and her story is very interesting, and all three speakers have an interesting story to share. So, Margie, Margie.
Hello, everybody. I'm Margie. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater.
Recovering
through the grace of God and the fellowship of the OA program. I'd like to share for today's reading. Today's December 12th. Our chief want in life is someone who shall make us do what we can. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Only one person can make me do what I am capable of doing. Myself. But I need as much support as I can get from friends, sponsors, and every single one of the OA members who go to meetings week after week. It is important to be clear in my mind that other people have only their love and support to give to inspire me to work the program and to achieve abstinence. They cannot do these things on my behalf. The strongest and most dependable support I have is my higher power, which is there for me at all times and whose will for me is to do the best I can. For today, I am putting my God-given abilities to more and better use in this program, thanks to the presence of God in my life and of my fellow OAers who are following the same path. I came into these rooms in November of 99, and I came here to lose a few pounds. I had no idea this was a spiritual program. If I did, I would never have come. But I'm so grateful. It's funny how things turn out the way they do. My first meeting, as I was coming, I came with a friend. It took me many months to get the courage to come, and a friend said, "Well, let's just go," and we did. And as we were driving down, I said to her, "I wonder if they're serving snacks." They didn't. But that was my motto in everything I ever did. It was, what is going to be served? What are we going to eat? Whether it was a PTA meeting or a gathering, a Tupperware party or whatever, that my focus was on what was going to be served and what was I going to get to eat. Every wedding was consumed. Every holiday was around the food. I came into these rooms weighing over 200 pounds. I stayed because not of over 50-pound weight loss for 11 years, but for the sanity that I had for the first time in my life. For the first time in my life, I was able to go to events and enjoy events and people and friends and family without being consumed with what was going to be served in the food categories. I owe my life and my soul to the OA program, and I never thought about leaving, and I very rarely miss meetings because there's no other solution, because I've tried other solutions. And as we've heard many, many times over and over, this program is like a three-stooled chair. And you have to work all three of those little legs in order to have recovery. Because if you just work on one, the stool collapses. This disease is very cunning, powerful, very sneaky. And the more you spend in these rooms being abstinent, that disease is right out the window, right out the door, waiting for you to slip up. So, anyway, I've I've come to really enjoy the people in OA. In the beginning, it's like, oh my gosh, these people have so many problems. And then I realized they were speaking my story. And it wasn't until I started dwelling within myself and to see what my side of the story was. I really kind of thought this was a kind of more of a therapy session. And I was going to get to talk about, you know, the kids, how ornery they are, the husband who's really ornery, and the boss who doesn't appreciate you, and all the wrongs that the world has created. And I just realized that I really wanted people to play a part. And I felt that the world would be at peace if everybody played their part the way I thought they should. I still do sometimes. I really see now that I have a part in everything as well as everybody else. I can take anybody's inventory. If you ever have any trouble, give me a call. I can do your fourth step. Well, it's really difficult to do my own and to see where my failures and faults and shortcomings lie. But what a blessing it is to actually acknowledge them and see them and start to heal from them. And it has just made such a world of difference, because now I don't have thoughts of, I wish I were dead, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm stupid. I don't have to think about these things like this constantly. Instead, it's, what can I do to be of service to others? How can I be a support to other people? I love what I do. God has blessed me every single day. And I really, when I come to my meetings and I hear other people talk, it's like I can grab something from something somebody says. Even though I've been coming every week for many years, it's still new. It's still new and fresh, and I feel, and I hope that I can always help somebody else also on their journey, because this is a journey. I think in the beginning of my life, I just wanted to get through it and be done with it, and now it's sit back and enjoy without the anxieties and the cares and the worries that I just fretted over, the things I fretted over that never even came to surface, but it was part of my personality to really think the total negative. It's really hard for me sometimes not to still. But anyway, I'm just really thankful that we have this program together and we can all share together and take our each other's hands and be a support. We can't cure another person. We can't do anything for another person. You all can't do anything for me. But just being, we do. We strive. We come to a greater plane, a greater sense of understanding, a greater sense of hope, a peace that I never had before. And I just, it's called life. And now I feel like I'm living life. And I'm just very grateful about that. When people ask, well, how do you do it? Well, I just say, just work the steps. Just work the steps and let go. And the more you surrender to your greater, higher power, the more it just kind of falls into place. And it isn't anything I do, or when I quit trying to control myself or others and just let my higher power be within me and dwell within me, things just fall into where they need to be. And it gives me an inner peace. And I just can't ask for anything more than that in my life. To me, that's just a great accomplishment. So thank you all for letting me speak tonight. And thank you for coming and sharing your journey and your stories with us. And thank you, Virginia, for putting this evening together.
Thanks, Margie.
Thanks, Margie.
Well, we'll open it now for sharing for about the next 15 minutes. So it's open sharing. And if you would, because we have a huge group, if you would limit your sharing to 3 minutes so as many people can share as possible, thank you.
I am Nadia, I'm bulimic.
I am Nadia. And I had an accident the night coming here. And so I'm like, I can't believe this. and had to call my sponsor and tell her, no, car is still drivable, so I'm coming. But I think it would have been the end of the world before I had an accident and I was still in the food. I think it would have been like, this is it. I might as well die tomorrow. But it wasn't like that today. You know, and it's like, okay, well, it's just an accident. It just happens. Thank God the car is still drivable. And I only have liability, so my car is not being repaired because I'm at fault. And his car is being repaired. And on top of everything else, I got a ticket. I'm like, okay, but the blessing is that the car is drivable. The blessing is that the ticket is only 1 point. And so, got to take responsibility. I mean, it wasn't my fault, really. I tried to say it wasn't. I thought about not saying it was. And then I thought, well, kind of your fault. You can't just say it's not. So I had to call a friend and say, is it really my fault? He said, yes, it is. So anyway, but if it was any other day, boy, I tell you. So here I am. And you know, it's funny because it really doesn't bother me. Deep down inside, it doesn't bother me. And that's amazing because every little thing bothers me. You know, I mean, I'll carry that stuff and you know, go with that stuff and, you know, until, oh, it's so miserable. Poor me. So here I am at the meeting with a messed up car, but it's still drivable. Thanks.
Thanks.
I'm Janelle. I'm a compulsive reader, food addict.
Hi, Janelle.
I'm having a belly button birthday tomorrow. One of those ones with a big fat zero at the end of it. And I thought there probably wasn't a better place for me to be than at a meeting tonight. And, you know, I'm reminded of this journey that started for me. I had been in 12-step program for over half my life. And as a result of that, as a result of having, you know, I've had ups and downs, I've had relapses, but the fundamental way I've lived my life is the way, the journey that started 32 years ago. And that's by the 12 steps, with a higher power, doing the best I can with the addictions and issues that I have. So the result of that is I look back on it and I think, wow, you know, I have a very different life than I would have had I not found the 12-step program. I have a very different family life. I have a very different reality. And that would never happen if I hadn't had the willingness to just keep showing up. Whether it was easy or hard, whether I liked it or not, whether I liked, I've lived in places where there was no OA. You know, I came into OA first, but I have had three major relocations in the fellowship, and two of them were to places where there was no OA. And that was a very bleak way. That was very bleak and very difficult. But I, you know, I go to other 12-step programs and try to apply the principles through across my life in all ways. So I'm just feeling a lot of gratitude. I'm feeling a lot of gratitude that that my life is full and rich. And, you know, I've not ever worked a perfect program. I've had lots of ups and downs, but the fundamental basis of I like to share, and those of you that know me have heard this in meetings before, it was like I was handed this manual on how to live my life that was missing a lot of chapters. And it was only when I found the 12-step program that I found the chapters that were missing. And as a result, my life has been much richer, much warmer, full of friendships, and beyond my wildest dreams. So thanks. It's really a privilege to be here tonight.
I'm Marcia. I'm a compulsive overeater.
I'm Marcia.
I'm very grateful to be here. I've been without meetings for 2 weeks, and so I was so excited to come. I listened to about half the tapes from the state convention today. I hadn't gotten to listen to those, and it was wonderful. Having been without meetings for 2 weeks, I was just like soaking it up and going, oh my gosh, yes. I was with great people, but none of them in program. And people not in program were not people in program. And so I am thrilled to be surrounded by people in program. And Margie, thank you so much for your story. I wish I had gotten here for the whole thing, but I'm glad Tom's taping it, and I'll look forward to hearing the rest of it. And glad there's so many people here. It's really neat to see. Thanks.
Thanks, Margie.
Amy, compulsive overeater.
Hi.
Very grateful to be here. Thank you so much for that beautiful music. Just really, the sound in this room was great, and thank you for your story as well. And I'm really grateful today too. On the drive over here, I'm celebrating. A recovery birthday today, and it's my OA. It's kind of my official surrender birthday. And so on the drive over, I was thinking So I'm starting my 33rd year in program, and I was in London, very lost, out of college. I had bottomed out in every city until I arrived in London, and I, December 12th, 1979, I always worked in restaurants so that I could get free food, and I had eaten my way till midnight, and I stumbled back to my little flat and just stole food from the old lady I was staying with. It was just awful, awful, and I got a can of evaporated liquid, and I went to this bridge, and I was under the bridge shaking, trying to open up this can and drinking it like a drunk under the bridge by the River Thames, and I just, something hit inside of me. I found OA, and I was trying to do it on my own and doing it the best I could, but I had not gotten that surrender piece, and something shifted that night, and I just thought, you know what? There has got to be a power greater than me, or I better just jump in the river. And that was kind of, I was at that crossroad, you know, and instead of jumping in the river, I went back and just prayed all night to and took a third step. And, you know, I too don't have a perfect program, but this is my way of life, you know. It's led me to other programs and other layers of understanding about who I am and what this addiction was about for me, and I just I actually asked Amy if she could give me my chip. I'm ordering a chip because I don't have it, but Amy,
now
I guess.
Okay. I'm Amy, food addict Lamech.
Hi,
and it's an honor, Amy, because we have shared the journey. Amy doesn't remember this, but I asked her to be my first sponsor, and she did this kind of sign to me, and that was back then, because that's how sick I was, you know, and there weren't a lot of Lamechs back then, and so over the years, it's been a beautiful thing watching us go back and forth, and who's the other Amy, you know, in the conversation, and a real inspiration, so it is an honor, honey.
Oh,